Jesus is a great man. He is a great prophet and a teacher. And so what he taught, he did teach to people 2,000 years ago. But he is much more than that. He is the Son of God. So what he said is said to us also. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is a God of life, not death. He is a God of freedom, not slavery. Our God is not some fussy, competitive God trying to get our attention by binding us up with burdensome obligations and teachings. No. He is a God who frees us, always frees us, from death, from sin, from slavery to the world. Think of what he did for the young man and the woman. He freed them from death and slavery to the world. He relieved them of their burdens. He gave them life. He gave them hope. My friends, we don't own Jesus. We don't own the faith. We don't own grace. We don't own God's word. We cannot manipulate the word of God who is Jesus Christ. We cannot take what is eternal truth and try to limit it. Rather, we must follow it, accept it, and live it if we are to truly be free. Yes, our God is a God of freedom. And if you have a hard time believing that, then I challenge you to consciously, intentionally live for just 3 weeks as Jesus taught us to live. And find out for yourselves whether you are freer in the end than you were when you began. My friends, ask God the big question, which is, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? If we ask with an open heart, we have nothing to fear. Because God will raise us up to new life, life in abundance, and he will give us freedom. My friends, let us now, in this Eucharist, give him thanks for this, his wondrous love.